Houses of worship across Newtown, Connecticut have been open day and night since news of the shooting ripped through the town Friday. People have been gathering to pray, to try to make sense of the tragedy, or just to be with others. As WNYC's Caitlin Kim reports, members of the Trinity Episcopal Church are grappling with the question of how to help those directly affected by the tragedy and how to move on.
Amy Dent stepped through the red door of Trinity Church into a cold, light drizzle that matched the mood of those attending morning service after learning the names of the 26 victims from Friday's shooting. Her eyes were rimmed red from crying, and she clutched a handful of tissues. She was overwhelmed by the scale and scope of the deaths.
One of our neighbor's children was killed, a grandchild of a friend also was killed. I don't know how to help.
While some members struggled with this sense of helplessness, others focused on the little things they could do. A hug, the offer of a tissue, lending an ear to listen, or an arm for support. Counselors were also on hand. As Terry Gottlieb says, all this is too big for any one person to handle alone. She's part of the vestry at Trinity, and she spent Saturday fielding calls from people looking to help those who have lost.
Food, dinners, whatever they need, we're all ready to jump into action.
One of those calls also included arrangements for a funeral for one of the 20 children killed. A family that attends regularly lost a son, but the church's Reverend Kathy Adams Shepherd is also helping another family prepare to bury their daughter. They aren't members, but they didn't have a church of their own. Instead, Adams Shepherd urged members of her flock to help support them, bringing food for the memorial, helping set up chairs and tables, donating money or time, so both families and their friends don't have to worry about trivial details and could instead mourn. As Bishop Laura Ahrens notes, Friday's killings, with so many children involved, is especially difficult. She and two other bishops traveled to Newtown to help as Trinity's Reverend attended to families directly affected.
At this point, it's a lot of hugs and a lot of hand-holding and a lot of prayer. And just the important thing now is for us to just be together.
That was part of the sermon from Trinity Reverend Adams Shepherd early Sunday. She helped organize the interfaith service and had been urging everyone to attend. But with President Obama visiting the church last night, only families of the victims, first responders, and invited guests could attend. Still, she urged people to watch the televised service together, and one church member offered to host up to 150 people from the congregation. Amongst all the grief, Reverend Adams Shepherd also had a hopeful message. Earl Gordon, who attended the service, explains.
Find the pinpoints of light and be able to broaden that out and bring something good from this instead of dwelling on the tragedy of it entirely.
A line from a prayer during Sunday's service summed it up. May wounds be healed, losses grieved, and honorable deeds remembered. For WNYC, I'm Caitlin Kim.